Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
What is going on in Delphi, Indiana? That is a question I think a lot of us have about the judicial system there, about the police work there, about a lot of things. And fairness when it comes to trying someone for a crime. We're seeing it highlighted right now by Richard Allen, who's accused of being the murderer of those two little girls, but with not a ton of evidence against him. And he may be guilty, he may be innocent, but that's the point. Innocent until proven guilty. But you have a judge now that's saying, I know you want these two defense attorneys who have represented you for all of this time, but no, you can't have them anymore. We're going to give you somebody who actually almost just completely, you know, got disbarred, but did not. They got their license back and they've just been reinstated. And let's see. Oh, let's have the sheriff come over here for this hearing and stand over you, watch with his henchman, who's also being accused of lying to get the charges against Richard Allen in the first place, sit there in that hearing and look down. It seems like something out of a Stephen King novel. I mean, it's one of those, you know, take the vampires out, Salem's Lot type things, where what is going on in this ecosystem? There's a lot on the outside looking in that looks really bad. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us to discuss this. Is it as bad as it really looks, or is this just one horrible string of coincidences that make this seem like it's an ecosystem from hell?
It's layers of bizarre, and it just seems to get stranger and stranger as it goes on, mm-hmm. and really hard to understand the thinking of the judge. And yes, incorporating the Odinism cult allegations and the fact that these guys were allowed to wear these patches, on their work uniforms. I mean, it's just really strange. And, you know, his mental deterioration, why he's in prison rather than jail at this point, it has a very fishy smell to it.
I mean, the town feels like it's, or at least the people in power in this area, it almost seems like a tribe to itself, where this is how we work. We work interchangeably with the court system, with the police. And you know, that happens in a lot of communities, but that's why you have checks and balances. It doesn't seem like there are any checks or balances here. It's kind of railroading in one direction, and that's the only way that it seems to go. Is that something that we're seeing more and more of in communities, especially smaller communities, where it is very tight-knit and maybe there's not a lot of accountability anymore in those areas for the actions of those in power? And I say that kind of meaning there's not a lot of local press in most areas anymore. The local newspaper in most places doesn't truly exist to hold power to account. Is that why we're starting to see more and more things like this in some of these smaller towns? Or is this just a reflection of how it's really always been and we're just putting a microscope on it more than ever?
Yeah, I tend to think, unfortunately, it has probably always been this way. You know, we hear so many stories about people who have actually been given the death penalty. And then years later, we find out, oops, DNA showed that somebody else did it. You know, so I think there have always been these kind of interwoven systems with these kind of irregularities. But we've got the internet now. And often we have cameras in the courtroom and we have a lot of people reporting on things outside of the local press. So we're putting a spotlight on things that probably really need to be looked at.
With something like this, what we're seeing in the Delphi case, where those who have the power to make change are the ones who are holding it and who are acting badly in many of these cases. I mean, where do you go? What do you do when you're in a community like that or you're in a situation like Richard Allen? I know they're trying to take this to the Indiana Supreme Court, but beyond that, you know, it really kind of feels like this man, again, guilty or innocent, his Sixth Amendment rights are certainly being violated and God knows what else in terms of his treatment in this case.
Yeah, I think it's important that everybody continue to report on it and analyze it and, you know, fingers crossed for the Supreme Court that some of it gets straightened out. It really seems off.
I mean, when you have a community that like this and you have all these positions, I mean, you can't just, the Supreme Court can't like clean house or anything like that. Yeah. Does it take a community to realize that they're having these sort of issues and essentially, you know, use their voting power to change this thing? Does it take the community as a whole to gather and really make some sort of change? Or do these things just continue to fester on without that desire?
Yeah, it may take some kind of outside force, you know, because one would think if the community was so motivated, there would have been some attempts to straighten this out, you know, before now, because this is probably not a new thing. It's just getting more attention because of the horrendous nature of the crime. But it's a good question. What can a community do when we see these kinds of unjust things happen in the supposed justice system?
Richard Allen, of course, we know right now he's in solitary confinement. Again, should be in a jail, but is not. The mental undoing of this man that we have witnessed, the physical undoing of this man that we have witnessed since he's been in custody, and now we're talking all the way to October of next year. I think many of us look at this and go, will he survive that long just on his own fruition, not counting the possibility of something else happening to him? How or what would you say to someone who is in that sort of situation that needs to keep their mental wits about them as best as they can to help participate in their own defense, but they're being put in these very bizarre situations and almost as cruel and unusual situations for the accusations of the crime right now and the lack of being found guilty? How does someone survive something like that?
You know, there are certainly people who are not terribly resilient, and that's just the nature of their neurobiology. They deteriorate under stress. I mean, that's many people, right?
Sure.
It's very hard to know what could you do, what could you say to someone in this situation if they're a bit fragile and they've already deteriorated. You really need to change their environment. You need to give them more emotional support. You need to give them social contact. You know, if he's isolated, that contributes to a deterioration. If he's not eating, he's not sleeping, well, there are reasons for that. So you have to get him engaged in basic self-care, like sleeping and eating. But, you know, we do wonder about his psychiatric state. It looks really bad. Does he need therapy? Does he need a psychiatrist? Does he need medication? You know, it's not looking good. I would think he's certainly a suicide risk at this point, or maybe some other form of self-harm.
What sort of rights does someone in his position have to get those sort of medical treatments when you're accused of this and you are behind bars? Are you just entitled to basic medical treatment, like you broke your leg and you can go get treatment for that. Is there much of an option for someone like him to get that inside of the prison system? Can that be brought in if a family member or somebody wants to pay for it or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, these programs vary among states. And I know the states that I'm familiar with, which are California, Oregon, on the West Coast, there are mental health units within prisons where there are psychiatrists. I have a friend who is a psychiatrist in a prison, and, you know, they do their best. Mm-hmm. So you generally would not bring in someone from the outside, but it may not be available where he's at. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that anybody can do much about that, which is, you know, again, it's strange and it's tragic.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a true Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.